morning, Jesus, I praise you, Lord. Good morning, Jesus, I praise you, Lord. You are so wonderful in my life. Good morning, Jesus, I praise you, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
I praise you, Lord.
I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord.
You are so wonderful in my life.
Good morning, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. You are so wonderful in my life. Good morning, Jesus, I praise you, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Jesus, I praise you, Lord.
I praise you, Lord.
Good morning, Jesus, I praise you, Lord.
I praise you, Lord. You are so wonderful in my life.
Good morning, Jesus, I praise you, Lord.
Unto you, O Lord, I bring my praise. You are worthy to be glorified. There is no king anywhere like you. This is why all creatures praise you, Lord. Unto you.
Unto you, O Lord, I bring my praise.
I bring my praise.
You are worthy to be glorified.
Glorified.
There is no king anywhere like you. This is why our creatures praise you, Lord.
At the time you were creating the world, holy angels were singing your praise. Every time they never stopped to sing, singing and worshiping you, O Lord, unto you.
Unto you, O Lord, I bring my praise.
I bring my praise.
You are worthy to be glorified.
Be glorified.
There is no king anywhere like you. This is why our praises praise you, Lord.
Unto you,
unto you, O Lord, I bring my praise.
I bring my praise.
You are worthy to be glorified.
To be glorified.
There is no king anywhere like you. This is why I praise your praise, you, Lord.
Unto you,
unto you, O Lord, I bring my praise.
I bring my praise.
You are worthy to be glorified.
Worthy, O Lord, you are worthy to be praised and to be glorified. You are worthy, worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy, worthy, O Lord.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy, worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised
and to be glorified.
You are worthy to be praised.
nothing will hold me down. I am going this walk of safe. Nothing will hold me down. I am going in Jesus' name. Nothing will hold me down.
Gbogbo wa, bàbá tó wà fàgbára rẹ̀ o.
aye wa.
Jẹ́ kí aye wa kó mú rege.
Rege, rege.
Rege, rege ní ọjọ́ gbogbo.
Fear of the Lord is my everyday. That's why I'm rejoicing. I'm faithful by the Lord.
Fear of the Lord is my everyday. That's why I'm rejoicing. I'm faithful by the Lord.
Fear of the Lord is my everyday. That's why I'm rejoicing, I'm faithful by the Lord.
Favor of the Lord is my everyday. That's why I'm rejoicing, I'm faithful by the Lord.
That's why I'm rejoicing,
I'm faithful by the Lord.
That's why I'm rejoicing,
I'm faithful by the Lord.
That's why I'm rejoicing,
I'm faithful by the Lord.
Favor of the Lord is my everyday.
That's why I'm rejoicing. I'm favored by the Lord.
Favor of the Lord is my everyday.
That's why I'm rejoicing. I'm favored by the Lord.
Papa, se temi lawa o.
Bàbá ń ṣe tèmi lọ́wọ́
lọ́wọ́ lọ́wọ́,
òun ló mú kọkàn mi balẹ̀
gidigidi.
Ẹni tó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ iṣẹ́ rere fún mi, ló bá mi ṣe ní àṣeyọrí pátápátá.
My God is great. Good morning, everybody. Shall we say good morning to one another? Amen. Turn to the Yoruba song.
Baba gbebe mi lo ni yi. Everybody sing it. Baba gbebe mi lojo gogo. Baba gbebe mi lojo gogo. Baba gbebe mi lojo gogo.
Sing it now.
Baba gbebe mi lojo gogo.
The two lines together.
Baba gbebe mi lo ni yi. Baba gbebe mi lojo gogo. Baba gbebe mi lo ni yi. Baba iwo ni mo gojule lore ohun gogo. Baba iwo ni mo gojule lore ohun gogo.
Shall we start it now?
Baba gbebe mi lo ni yi. Baba gbebe mi lojo gogo. Baba gbebe mi lo ni yi. Baba iwo ni mo gbojule lori ohun gogo. Baba iwo ni mo gbojule lori ohun.
Give us the tune so that we can sing. You know, this is prayer. You better say your own. Shall we go?
Baba gbebe mi lo ni yi. Baba gbebe mi lojo gogo. Baba gbebe mi lo ni yi. Baba iwo ni mo gbojule lori ohun gogo. Baba iwo ni mo gbojule lori ohun gogo. Ma je ki Yesu gore mi. Ma je ki dawo gbe mi sobo. Ma je ki Yesu gore mi. Baba iwo ni mo gbojule lori ohun gogo. Baba iwo ni mo gbojule lori ohun gogo. Ma je ki okan mi daro. Ma je ki banu jeje temi. Ma je ki okan mi daro. Baba iwo ni mo gbojule lori ohun gogo. Baba iwo ni mo gbojule lori ohun gogo. Ma je ki arun pale mi. Ma je ki aisan bale mi. Ma je ki arun bale mi. Baba iwo ni mo gbojule lori ohun gogo. Baba iwo ni mo gbojule lori ohun gogo. Ma je ki ibi kan ba mi. Ma je ki jamba kan je temi. Ma je ki ibi kan ba mi. Baba iwo ni mo boju le lori ohun gbogbo. Baba iwo ni mo boju le lori ohun gbogbo. Ma je ki ese mi ko ye. Ma je ki peyin da je temi. Ma je ki ese mi ko ye. Baba iwo ni mo boju le lori ohun gbogbo. Baba iwo ni mo boju le lori ohun gbogbo. Ma je ki emi ko se gbe. Ma je ki emi worun egbe. Ma je ki emi ko se gbe. Baba iwo ni mo boju le lori ohun gbogbo. Baba iwo ni mo boju le lori ohun gbogbo. Agbe oga ebe dumare. Agbe oga awi mayan. Agbe oga ebe dumare. Agbe oga baba eba mi bega. Agbe oga Eledumare. Agbe oga baba mayan. Agbe oga Eledumare. Agbe oga baba miloke. Gbogbo eniyan o eba mi goluaga. Tewe tagba o eba mi goluaga. Kini mba sebi ku sope. Kini mba fi fun baba mi. Ore to se po o tobi. Ope nla ni mo mu wa fun. Ope nla ni mo mu wa fun. Ope nla ni mo mu wa. Ope nla ni mo mu wa fun. Give thanks to God. Honor his holy name. Bless the name of the Lord. Tell him how good he is to you. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Have your seat. If you have testimony to share this morning, can you wave your hand? One person. Yeah, come. Okay. Two.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Sister Oke Ebuluwa. I thank the name of the Lord for what God did in my family last year. There was a day my baby, somebody brought him from school. On their way coming, there was an accident. Daddy Okada came and was somersault, and my baby has wound. But thank God that no other vehicle was coming, and he's alive today. And another one is where I was working. I've been working there for the past 18 years. And for one day, I've never received query or suspension. Instead, I have been given promotion recommendation letter. I thank the name of the Lord for this. And also last year also, God provided another property for my family. I want the children of God to help me give God. My God is great. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I dupe won da lori o meta. O ni a dupe lo Olorun pe enikan lo ba mu omo ni lewe, ti ni okada yen takiti. Ba won dupe pe ko si moto to nbo lasiko yen. O ta je pe omo yen ni farapade e. A dupe lo Olorun pe o wa laye leni. Ekeji o ni o ti sise ni le ise efun odun mele. Odun meedogun odun mejidilogun pe won ti fun ni query gba kankan tabi ko ni isoro ni bi ise yen kaka be je ni won fun ni igboriyin fun igbega ati bebe lo ati pe lodun to koja Olorun ra mo moruko ton pe o Olorun ra property family home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mugbi oga eledumare. Mugbi oga awe mayaun. Mugbi oga eledumare. Mugbi oga baba miluki. Mi ni Babajide Sunday mo jose ni eka Isagamu ni odun to koja l'Olorun sore fun mi sugbo l'Olorun fi di re mole ni January 1 yi ti orin ti ako boya iran ni mi mo bo ye oluso agutan ati Olorun mo ro pe Olorun lo so be fun tori pe o ni ko so nkan to ma de wa mole lodun yi sugbo ma lo soke soke cha e ma ran ti pe ni odun to koja mo jeri lera lera bi igba meta si merin nipa arakunrin mi kan to saisan nigba to di akoko kan apinu pe a ma se ise abe yen se lagbara won ni pe a ma ni to 2 million naira ko si si bi ta ti ma ri 2 million ju pe ka lo wa ba se ma ya owo yen mo wa nla kaka lati gbiyanju ba oni ma se ya owo yi tori pe emi ya arabinrin mi Olorun nikan na ni ati mo ti sa gbogbo ipa mi pe we boya won ba property ta ni a gbe sile a fi ya owo yen sugbon gba to di ojo keta ni arakunrin mi yen so fun yawo re pe ko be mi pe ki ma korun si gbesi pe because bo nse nwo awon dokita so wi pe boya o le sese o si le ma sese bo n to dara ju ni pe nigba to n ba koja lo temi ma wa ninu gbesi pe ki n je ka kuku fi si owo Olorun pe t'Olorun o ba ti le boju to pe akoko to lati pe ko n kuro ninu aye niyan igba to ma di ojo keta mo ririn ajo bi mo se wa lona pe mi pe arakunrin mi ti koja lo oduri kodo o ma da o se bayi ni n ba se wonu gbese sugbon gba ti oluso agutan so n t'Olorun re so fun wa ni ijeta o ya mi lenu pe so
ìdè yìí bá dè mí mọ́lẹ̀ lọ́dún torí báwo ni bá ṣe ṣe ìníráyè àti wá ṣọ́ọ̀chì mọ́ tó bá sọ nípa iṣẹ́ ọlọ́run ní ìlera ààyè ṣé máa sá àṣan gbèsè ṣùgbọ́n ọlọ́run tú mi sílẹ̀ tó bẹ̀ tí kò so nǹkan ó sì dá mi lójú pé gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìlérí rẹ̀ gbogbo ìjọ yìí níbikíbi kò sohun tó máa dè wá mọ́lẹ̀ lọ́dún yìí lórúkọ Jésù.
Nítorí
náà ẹ máa bá mi kí ọlọ́run mi tóbi nínú ìjọ Bible Pattern Church lẹ́ẹ̀meje. Ẹ ṣe.
Amen. His testimony is about his brother-in-law that was sick last year. Prayer was said, testimonies were given, but it got to a point that doctor suggested that an operation would be needed, and the operation was to cost 2 million naira, and he said there was nobody to look to, only himself and his wife. But as he was thinking of what to do, he was thinking of using his property to get loan. Then the sick person told his sister, that happened to be his own wife, that please beg your husband that he should not go into that borrowing. Because the way doctors are saying, it is 50-50. And the way I'm feeling, it's better he doesn't go to borrow the money. 3 days after, the man gave up the ghost and died. He is saying that if he had gone to get the loan, it would have been double tragedy. And this year, that would have held him down because he would need to look for how to pay the debt. So he's thanking God that nothing is holding us down this year. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Okay, we are to shout. Shout what? God is great. Somebody said we should shout. You didn't tell us how many. So you told us we are shout. Happy. And you can come out and shout to Umelo. How do we do it? Let's first shout 7. So the one that has no number will shout it last. Stand up. So it is my God is great in Bible Pattern Church. Yoba man, continue Yoba. 1, 2, 3, go. My God is great in Bible Pattern Church. 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 The second one. Melo lo fe ba ke. O daruko pe ye kan ni ga ke. Ki lo ba lo se ni ga ke. My God is great. 1, 2, 3, go. My God is great. 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 My God. My God is great. Father, we thank you for your greatness in our lives. Thank you for the year that has gone. Thank you for the new year that has started in our lives. It's going to be a year of rejoicing, a year of progress, a year of advancement, a year of increase, a year of fulfillment, a year of blessedness, a year of serving the Lord, a year of divine revelations, a year of Holy Ghost guidance, a year of doing well, a year of peace, a year of prosperity, a year of abundance. It's going to be a year of joy. It's going to be a year of exploit. Thank you, Father. Thank you in Jesus' name. Bless us today. In Jesus' name we pray. My God is great.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist, and songwriter who practice what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
I want to talk quickly about when are we to fast? Benny, when are we to fast? Children, young people, teenagers, when are we to fast? Mark 2:20 says, "But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days." People came to question Jesus. Pharisees and their disciples and others in Israel. They fast, they pray. But your disciples are always eating. They don't fast. You know, they accuse him of so many things. Jesus told them that the children in the family cannot be fasting while the bridegroom was there. He said a day is coming when the bridegroom will be taken away. Those are the days they will fast. He was referring to today, when Jesus will not be physically present in the world. He said these days fast. This fasting is for a while. It's not going to be forever. Because surely, surely, there'll be no fasting in heaven. Not at all. Many of the things we endure to do in the world today will be unnecessary in heaven. And therefore, we have to do them now. Listen very well. Except for the religious and occultic among them, generally speaking, unbelievers don't fast. Is that true? Except for the religious and the occultic among them, unbelievers generally don't fast. But do you know what will happen? They are going to fast throughout eternity. Even the religious that are fasting now will fast more. The occultic that are fasting now will fast more. But we will not fast. So let's do our fasting now. Why do we fast? We fast for so many reasons. Fasting is beneficial to us in so many ways. But one of the greatest reasons why we fast is to discipline the body. Is to do what? To deny the body. Look at me. Though the Bible said the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That is talking about sin generally. Not only thought related sins. He says in what sin only. He's talking about sin generally. The word soul there. Though the word soul primarily means the second part of man. Man is a tripartite being of spirit, soul, and body.
Ọkàn àti ara.
It will start from inside.
Tó bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti inú.
Soul is number two.
Ẹ̀mí ni.
Spirit is number one. If you start from outside.
Tó bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti ta.
The body is number one.
Ara ni àkọ́kọ́.
Soul is number two.
Ọkàn ni kejì.
The soul is a part of the immaterial part of man.
Ọkàn jẹ́ apá kan àwọn.
When you divide man to two.
Tó bá pín èèyàn sí méjì.
Of material and immaterial.
Ohun èlò.
Soul and spirit always go together as the immaterial part of man. When a man dies, the immaterial part leaves the material part. So soul and spirit leaves the body. So if you are dividing man to two, soul is a part of the immaterial part, the one doctor cannot see. If you divide man to three, soul is number two. It's between the flesh and the spirit. Now, when the Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die, it's not talking about just that number two. It's not talking about just that one between the body and the spirit.
He's
talking about the man. So the word soul is used for the whole man, the total man. When he said the soul that sinned, he shall die, he's talking about the man that sins, he shall die. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me, everybody? So, when we fast, we discipline the flesh. Because there is always a battle between the spirit and the flesh, fighting to possess the soul. Whichever of the two is stronger, we win. If it is the flesh, it will win.
Asegun.
If it is the spirit,
to ba je mi,
it will win.
Asegun.
That is why we encourage to engage with spiritual activities so that our spirit will be stronger than our flesh. And therefore the spirit will be able to win the soul. The flesh is on the side of the world. The spirit is on the side of God. The soul is the battleground. So when we discipline the flesh, there are so many things it wants to do, it cannot do. Generally speaking, it is the flesh that man used to sin. The Bible says God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. So with the spirit, we are God conscious. With the flesh, we are world conscious. With the soul, we are self conscious. It is in the soul you know yourself as a man. It is with your spirit you know God. It is with your flesh you know the world. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when we fast, we discipline the flesh. That gives the spirit extra strength. Then it is able to control the soul. When you don't discipline the flesh, the flesh will be too free to control your life. That often makes it easy for people to indulge in things that are not of God. Am I making any sense? So fasting is beneficial because it is a way of disciplining the flesh. You know why we are not going to fast in heaven? The flesh and the blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we will not have it to discipline them. Because it's not going there with us. It's part of the earth. And it will perish with the earth. So we are not going to have body in heaven. There is earthly body. This one we are carrying. It is called our earthly tabernacle. It's just a house that houses our spirit and soul. When we drop this earthly body, one day, we'll put on heavenly body. The one that doesn't have flesh and blood. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In heaven, we will have no enemy to fight. In the world, we have enemy. The enemies are three. The flesh,
ara,
the world,
aye,
and Satan.
Ati Satani.
When we say Satan, we are talking about all spiritual forces that are against us. The world.
Aye.
We are not talking about this house or the car or the food we eat. We are talking about the worldly system, the system of the world that want to draw us to the path of destruction. So we have the world, the devil, and the flesh as the enemy that we have to fight in the world. None of them will be there for us to fight when we leave the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that tells you that fasting, since we use it to fight, is a weapon. Fasting is what, everybody? Paul said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Prayer has to do with that. The Bible has to do with that. Fellowship has to do with that. Evangelism has to do with that. All our spiritual activities have to do with that. Nevertheless, fasting has to do with it. Before we pray, let me read to you Matthew 17, verse 21. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Look at me. Somebody brought his child to the disciples of Jesus. Nine of them were in the valley, while Jesus with three of them were on the mountain of transfiguration. Before they are returned, this man brought his child that was lunatic. So he told them to cast out the demon. They struggled and struggled and struggled. They could not cast out the demon. Jesus now came down. With ease, he cast out the demon. The disciples came. They've cast out demons before. They performed miracles before. Why is it that this time we cannot cast out this one? Jesus said, because of your unbelief. And he said, not only that. Let me add my own to make it understandable. You have not been fasting, because I didn't make you to fast. But this type of demon, you cannot cast out without fasting and prayer. It means there are demonic forces, demonic powers that will never be able to deal with unless fasting is added to our prayer. No, don't mind people who don't read their Bible. The rest of pastors will tell you, we cannot cast out demons without fasting and prayer. That is going beyond the limits. He didn't say demons cannot be cast out without fasting and prayer. He said this kind, not all kinds, this type of demonic spirit, you cannot cast out without fasting and prayer. Let me add a little thing to you. That day, what was the evidence that Jesus fasted before casting out the demon? No record of that. Hallelujah. No record that Jesus cast out the demon after fasting. There are those who even tell demonic person to fast. Bible say you cannot cast out demon without fasting. Then the demonic man will fast. There is no record that Jesus told the boy to fast.
Or his father.
But Jesus said without fasting, you may not be able to cast out this. What does it mean? It was not the fasting of that day that cast out the demon. It was the fasting he had done before. He did not fast that day, as far as the record of the Bible is concerned, before casting out the devil. You say, what does that mean? The fasting we do periodically are part of the means of God to fortify us, to strengthen us, to equip us, to arm us, to be able to fight the battles that we have to fight. Not only at the time we are fasting, but at other times also. The fasting of today can help us to defeat an enemy tomorrow. Fasting is a weapon. And therefore, when children of God are fasting, you must not be eating. You must be fasting. Tell your neighbor. When children of God are fasting, you must not be eating. You must be fasting. Say it. So that you are not the one that is at ease in Zion. The Bible says, who unto him that is at ease in Zion? Then a teenager will say, that is not my fault. I don't enjoy fasting. Nobody enjoy fasting. Nobody. Somebody asked me one day, not too long ago, he said, when you are fasting, do you feel hungry? He's asking me. He feels that I fast too often, according to his own estimate. And he concluded in his heart that this man, when he fasts, he doesn't feel hungry. That's why he just fasts. Meanwhile, I don't fast too often. I fast normally. But let me tell you, everybody is hungry when he fasts. Children, when you fast and you're hungry, we too, we are hungry. All of us are hungry. Why don't we eat? Discipline ourselves. Why do you eat? You refuse to discipline yourself. What's the solution? Discipline yourself. Discipline yourself. And children, let me teach you something. When you are fasting and you feel hungry, and there's a temptation that's saying, go and eat, go and eat. One of the things you can use to beat that temptation is to look for something to do. You say, what type of thing? Anything. Bible reading. Yeah. Exercise. Yeah. What again can you do? Go to kitchen and wash plates. Or sing. Anything physical, anything spiritual. Keep yourself busy. You know what will happen? Through that, you trick your body to think there is no problem. If sleep is possible, sleep. The period you are sleeping, the hunger will stay away for a while. By the time you wake, it may come again. Put a case and be hearing something. While you are hearing, initially you'll be feeling the hungry. After a while, the salmon will carry you away. You forget the hunger. Meanwhile, that does not reduce the effect of your fasting in any way. It will only encourage you or help you to sail through. Then the temptation used to be stronger when it is not far from the breaking time. 1 hour, 2 hours to break. Something will say, you have tried, we have break. To discipline yourself.
se ara e wo akoko ko ah laipe jojo
do that 2 hour may look like it may look like 10 days
wakati meji yen le dabi ojo mewa
but children can I tell you the truth
momode e je kin so
it's not only you o
it's eyin le
kon all of us
gbogbo wa ni o
you know what the bible says
e mo ti bible so
the bible says that Jesus after fasting 40 days
after
he was an hunger the reason he was hungry he was an hunger has transformed him he was an hunger and at that time the devil came and tempted him with food so when you are fasting and something is trying to compel you to eat that's temptation no temptation will overcome us in the name of
Jesus
nothing will hold me down I am going higher. This is what God says. Nothing will hold me down. I am going higher. In Jesus' name. Children sing it. Nothing will hold me down. I am going higher. This is what God says. Nothing will hold me down. I am going higher. In Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever God says. Amen. In my life. Nothing will hold me down. I am going higher. This is what God says. Nothing will hold me down. I am going higher. In Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever God says, amen, in my life, it shall come to pass. Oh Lord, give me the grace to fast and pray today. I will not be weak. I will not be weary. I will not be lukewarm. I'll be strong. I will fast. I will pray. And God will hear me. Pray for yourself. Nothing will hold me down. I am going higher. This is what God says. Nothing will hold me down. I am going higher. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Whatever God says. Amen. In my life, it shall come to pass. Pray like that. The strength I need, the power I need, the grace I need, all are given to me. I'm not going to fast in eternity. I will rather fast today. Help me, my God. In Jesus' name we pray. Tusan waji baba, tusan waji ekoni, tusan waji baba, kawa wulo funa, tusan waji baba, kawa ni. Otiya tusa waji baba, tusa waji, eh, tusa waji baba, kawa wulo funa, tusa waji baba, kawa leche. Esu ti nde ogun ti wa ni ojojumo,
àtàlúra ti yí bẹ̀yẹ̀ ló ti sábẹ̀ nira tí a bá ń gba àwẹ̀ bí ẹni tó máa kú ni ó fẹ́ sọ wá lò ní gbàgbọ́ àfẹnujẹ lásán tún sọ wá di bàbá kẹsù mábò ilẹ̀ wí tún sọ wá di bàbá tún sọ wá di bàbá káwa wúlò fún ọ tún sọ wá di bàbá káwa lè ṣe rere èṣù ti ń gbé ogun ti wá ní ojoojúmọ́ àtàdúrà ti bí bẹ̀lì ló ti sáde nira tí a bá ń gba àwẹ̀ bí ẹni tó máa kú ni ó fẹ́ sọ wá lò ní gbàgbọ́ àfẹnujẹ lásán tún sọ wá di bàbá kẹsù máa bọ̀ bóyá tún sọ wá di bàbá tún sọ wá di bàbá káwa wúlò fún ọ tún sọ wá di bàbá káwa lè ṣe rere.
I want you to pray for somebody. She fell from Okada in Ekiti yesterday. We are going to pray that she will be well. Begin to pray like that. Dr. Adesina, come and close the meeting.
Jesus' name we pray. Our Father in heaven, we are grateful for what you have taught us this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the battles that have been fought through fasting and prayer. Thank you for choosing this time, O Lord, to train us, to make us to pray through fasting. We thank you for opening our eyes again. Do we know, O Lord, what battles anyone may be having right now that requires fasting at this time? Father, we have come to fast and to pray. And we know what you have achieved through fasting and prayer before, you will achieve it through us in Jesus' name. Thank you for reviving us to this truth of the Bible. Thank you for the strength you have given us through this message to do what you have commanded us to do. We pray, O Lord, we shall be doing it this morning and even tomorrow. By 5 p.m., we shall be coming here to pray. Lord, I pray for strength for every one of us. Give it to us in Jesus' name. Father, for the person we have prayed for, that person that fell from a bike, Lord, we send your healing power into his body now. Make him whole in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karawale Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website, www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is a pattern in all things.